Well, it's been a great week for Del Mar College. They've been announced as one of the top Texas community colleges delivering workforce training. And in honor of that distinction, they're hosting an event that will give attendees an idea of what this workforce training entails. I'm joined by Executive Director of Strategic Communication and Government Relations, Claudia Jackson. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm so excited about this.
We're so excited, too. So what does this distinction mean for Del Mar College?
Southern Business and Development Magazine went out and looked at all of the community colleges in Texas, and they picked a handful that they feel like are really doing a great job in workforce training. Mm-hmm. And Del Mar College was one of the four they chose. Up there was some big ones like Dallas and Lone Star, which is in Houston. Oh. So we are very, very pleased that they recognized what we're doing to fuel the workforce of the Coastal Bend.
And what can those attending this event expect to see and experience?
Thursday evening at 5:30 here at the Center for Economic Development, right next door to the KEDT's new studios.
Perfect.
The Center for Educational Broadcasting. We will be having basically a fair. Folks can come in, and in the parking lot, they're going to see several truck driving simulators. In fact, they may get a chance to drive one of the simulators. And this is what we use to train commercial truck drivers. We also are teaching crane drivers and forklift drivers and all kinds of things that businesses and industry has been asking for. They come to Del Mar College, they ask us for this training, and we turn around and figure out how we can deliver it. And then when they come into the Center for Economic Development, they're going to see simulators for everything from welding simulator, put on a helmet and do virtual welding, look at what a nurse aide student works with a mannequin that can actually tell you if they're in pain, those kind of things. So you're going to get a chance to see all these different types of workforce development and training that Del Mar is doing, including culinary arts. There's going to be a very special demonstration, an edible demonstration, ooh, from the Culinary Arts Department.
And what do you think is kind of the key to getting such a distinction? This is a pretty big deal. I mean, one out of four, that's no small feat.
We think it's really a sign of the times. Del Mar College really in the last 5 years has concentrated on delivering the training that our new businesses and industries, the $40 billion worth of investment that's going in between here and around the bay and at the port, those industries come to Del Mar College. They hand us their human resources manual and says, as we're building this factory, in 2 years, we're going to have this factory to do this. Stainless steel pipe, polymer resins, charcoal briquettes, whatever it's going to be, we want Del Mar to be able to train 20 of this kind of worker and 40 of this kind of worker. And we go to work making that training happen. We've gotten over $2.4 million in workforce development funding from the Texas Workforce Commission to be able to do that funding. We also have gotten significant money from the City of Corpus Christi and the Type A Board to do things like buy the truck driving simulators and build our pilot plant, because processing technology is one of the biggest fields that we have. So you're going to get a chance to get a flavor of all those things when you come see us on Thursday afternoon.
So, Claudia, I understand that this workforce training has a lot to do with enrollment as well at Del Mar College.
Absolutely. We feel like part of the reason we got this designation is the actual explosion of our workforce training enrollments. Del Mar College in any given year, or actually this past year, we enrolled 24,253 separate individuals. That's an unduplicated headcount in our total enrollment. And that includes our traditional semester hour credit, which is about 60% of that, but it also included 10,000 people getting those workforce certifications so they can go immediately to work, whether it's as a welder or a process technologist or a certified nurse aide. And those individuals, on average, take at least two certifications in a given year and sometimes in a given semester. So you see how those numbers can mushroom. And that's what gets us to 76.6% increase, to be exact, over 5 years.
And one more time, give us that time again.
It's 5:30 on Thursday, right here in the Center for Economic Development across from Murray High School.
All right, Claudia Jackson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.